Good morning, everyone. This morning we are in Psalm 35. And this is a personal lament of David. And, you know, this comes up a lot in the book of Psalms. And it's a little bit challenging sometimes to discern how we are to apply this today. I'll have some thoughts that I'll share with you. But, you know, David was promised to be king by God and to ultimately have a king on the throne forever from his family line, which came true in Jesus. But as David was taking over the kingdom of Israel in the promised land and helping bring in peace to Jerusalem and Israel, and ultimately his son then took over, and there was a great time for a short season of peace for Israel in that time. David had to fight for it. There were many people against him. He had many enemies. And it's really interesting discerning David's life, because he had such great devotion to God, and he called out to God, and he cried out to God. And he definitely was a man of faith in God, but yet he was a man who was also a very significant sin and did some things incredibly wrong. But yet God still fulfilled his promise to have David rule and reign over Israel as king of the land. So let's take this in, and then I'll share some thoughts with you. Contend, O Lord, with those who contend with me. Fight against those who fight against me. Take hold of a buckler, which is a small shield, and shield. He's like, help, Lord, be my shield. And, you know, it's interesting, because David knew the hand of the Lord was upon him. Just the way that his life went, you couldn't deny that God was with him, whether it be defeating Goliath, whether it be, you know, becoming someone who served the prior king, Saul, even though he was like a shepherd boy, and now he's serving the king, all the military victories he got. God's hand was upon him, but that doesn't mean his life was easy, because many times he was also on the run and people were trying to kill him. Draw also, he says, to the God, the spear and the battle axe to meet those who pursue me. Say to my soul, I'm your salvation. Let those be ashamed who dishonored and seek my life. And, you know, eventually it happened. I mean, God blessed and had David was anointed and by Samuel, and, you know, God indeed did this. He ended up putting David on top. Let those be turned back and humiliated who devise evil against me. And there were definitely people doing that against him. Whether it be the former King Saul, whether it be the Philistines, there were so many against him. Let them be like chaff before the wind, with the angel of the Lord driving them on. And, you know, David had some incredible military victories where God's hand was there. Let their way be dark and slippery, with the angel of the Lord pursuing them. For without cause they hid their net from me. Without cause they dug a pit for my soul. Let destruction come upon him unawares, and let the net which he hid catch himself. Into that very destruction let him fall. It's amazing. I always marvel at the confidence that David had, that God was for him. I guess even despite sometimes his waywardness, he knew he had seen God moving and work in his life. And, you know, praise God for his grace that, you know, when God says he's going to do something, he's going to do it, sometimes even despite ourselves. And my soul shall rejoice in the Lord. It shall exult in his salvation. All my bones will say, Lord, who is like you? Isn't that great? May our whole being be like, man, I honor God. Lord, who is like you? All my bones, I love that. Who delivers the afflicted from him who is too strong for him, and the afflicted and the needy from him who robs him? Malicious witnesses rise up. Now, I guess I can't wait. You know what's really interesting? And those of you who know me, I'm religiously very conservative, and as a result, I tend to be more politically conservative. I actually think the Republican Party, of which I would say I am one, has I'm way more conservative than the Republicans are. And, I feel like we've caved on so many issues. But if I had a choice between the two parties, I'm very much more Republican than Democrat. I really see the Democratic Party as largely an atheistic organization, opposed to the Bible, opposed to Jesus. And I realize there people that would say they're of faith, but they don't go by the word of God. They make up their own rules and anyways, so that's how you know where I stand. Also, I want to say this, is that I have not been a consistent follower or endorser of the former President Trump, who's now running again. There are many things that I don't like about Trump, about his history. But between the choice of upcoming in America between Trump and Biden, I definitely am supporting Trump, because he is standing for Republican conservative principles much more than Biden is. And he's also standing for religious freedom much more than Biden is. And therefore, I'm solidly in that camp, despite the many things that I don't like about President Trump. Why am I bringing this up? If there's one area right now where I see a psalm like this being played out, it's in someone like Trump. I mean, if you look at this, David is crying out for people who are after him. And you know what? No matter what Trump has done, there's been accusation after accusation, and some things he's brought on himself, and David indeed brought some things on himself. But basically, he's being attacked all the time to try to dethrone him from being able to be president, obviously to try to make him look as bad as possible. And isn't that sad about our political world today, is that basically it's a nonstop attack on your opponent all the time, whether it be Republican or Democrat. That's what you do all the time, is you try to make the other party and the other person who's trying to be president or who is president look as bad as possible so that you can win the next election. That's basically what happens in America, and it never ends. It's just always that case. Well, that's what's happening with Trump, is whether it be, the Russia collusion or the Ukraine problem that he had with Zelensky, or now, he's just getting attacked for everything. And it's not going to end. It's going to always keep up. Anything that can be done to make him look bad. Now, I wish Trump was more righteous and faithful. I really don't know where he stands from a biblical standpoint. I see David as being, much more in alignment with God than with Trump. But what I'm trying to say is I see this same thing that David is saying, as far as everyone's after me and they're trying to attack me and their net is after me. Malicious witnesses rise up against me. And basically, that's what's going on. It's a nonstop thing. And it's going to be interesting to see, what God does. Sometimes he allows unrighteous people, whether it be Trump or Biden, to be in office. There was wicked kings all throughout the Old Testament that at times were leading Israel. And then sometimes you would get a good king. And sometimes God's got a purpose in letting things go wayward. And maybe there'll be a rebound of faith or righteousness in our land that will come as a result of wickedness for a while. So we don't know what is going to happen. Or maybe God will allow someone who's going to stand for more conservative principles and religious freedom to rise up into the office, despite not only his own problems like Trump, but also despite all the attacks and malicious witnesses against him, which is what's happening now. But I want you to think about this as we carry on. Imagine if David were to run for office, and imagine David running for office, and imagine what he did. So David had an affair with Bathsheba, got her pregnant. So he has an affair, gets a woman pregnant of a leading soldier of his own army, and then he wants to hide it. So he sends that husband to the front lines in order to get him killed so that it wouldn't become known what happened and him having an affair with this woman and getting her pregnant. Now imagine if that happened in America today. Imagine that exact scenario happened. I mean, think about like the crime that would be. And yet this is someone that God allowed into office. So it's interesting to think about, right? Not everyone who's running for office is going to be pure, holy. We're not electing Jesus. I wish we could, but we're not. So we have a choice between, you know, America, the way it looks, it's going to be between Trump or Biden. And part of it is who's going to be the lesser evil and who's going to stand more for God's principles. And, you know, it's just interesting to think about, hey, that God allowed someone that did as much wickedness as David to be a man after his own heart too. So sometimes God uses people who've made large mistakes in their life. And you know what? Praise God that he uses us, right? Praise God that he hasn't given up on us who we've made mistakes. What if all of our dirty laundry was out in the open air and all the things we've done wrong? And we said, oh, you know what? Well, I can't do anything significant. I can't be used by God. I can't run for office. I can't serve God. I can't proclaim his name because whatever I've done in my past, it prohibits me from any longer serving God. Well, praise God that he's not that way, right? Praise God that he does give us the forgiveness of sins. Now, let's honor him. Let's not continue to live in the muck. Let's live for the Lord, but praise God for his grace. And, you know, I guess it is what it is. This is what I'm seeing this morning is just an unsurrendering attack against someone who wants to run for president. And part of it is by his opponents rising up against him to try to dethrone him from being able to win in an election. They ask me for things that I do not know. They repay me evil for good to the bereavement of my soul. But as for me, when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. I humbled my soul with fasting, and my prayer kept returning to my bosom. I went about as though it were my friend or brother. And I don't know if this is when, you know, David protected Saul's life, even though Saul wanted to kill David, and David had a chance to kill Saul and didn't. I bowed down mourning as one who sorrows for a mother. But at my stumbling, they rejoiced and gathered themselves together. The smiters whom I did not know gathered together against me. They slandered me without ceasing. That's what they did to David, and you can see that happening today. Like godless jesters at a feast, they gnashed at me with their teeth. Lord, how long will you look on? Rescue my soul from their ravages, my only life from the lions. I will give you thanks in the great congregation. I will praise you among a mighty throng. And as much as David did wrong, he did do that. He would praise God in front of everybody. Do not let those who are wrongfully my enemies rejoice over me. Nor let those who hate me without cause wink maliciously. For they do not speak peace, but they devise deceitful words against those who are quiet in the land. They opened their mouth wide against me. They said, aha, aha, our eyes have seen it. You have seen it, O Lord. Do not keep silent. O Lord, do not be far from me. Stir up yourself and awake to my right and to my cause, my God and my Lord. Judge me, O Lord, my God, according to your righteousness, and do not let them rejoice over me. Do not let them say in their heart, aha, our desire. Do not let them say, we have swallowed him up. Let those be ashamed and humiliated together who rejoice at my distress. Let those be clothed with shame and dishonor who magnify themselves over me. Let them shout for joy and rejoice who favor my vindication. Let them say continually, the Lord be magnified, who delights in the prosperity of his servant, and my tongue shall declare your righteousness and your praise all day long. What a beautiful, beautiful psalm of David trusting in God despite all the things that were going on around him. And you know what? I pray for both President Trump, former President Trump, and President Biden. You know what? You know what they need most of all? They need to become born again in Jesus. They need to give their lives to Jesus Christ and live to honor the one who created it all. And then they would be able to pray more righteously like David, and it would be amazing to see how God could use them for his glory. That's not the way it is now. That's not what I see. But may God in America raise up his standard. May his holy word be honored. May we fall in more alignment with him and his righteousness. And may God's will be done. And we'll have to see what that is. May God's will be done. God bless you all.